At the brand new Manhattan editorial headquarters of the satirical newspaper The Onion, floor sanders and ladders and tarps litter the room. Stacks of moving cartons remain unpacked. But here's a partial list of what is already on display. A Star Wars Lego set, a drum kit, a Burger King crown, and a fun food playset of plastic barbecued meats. The Onion takes its fun seriously.
This is going to be our little rec room area. We'll have the ping pong table and the foosball table. It's just for screwing around, taking breaks. There's a lot of screwing around and break taking here.
Editor-in-chief Robert Siegel.
Over there we're going to have depressing cubicles for the worker drones writing jokes in a joyless fashion.
The Onion is a dead-on, deadpan send-up of the flat, earnest reporting style of USA Today or the Associated Press. The weekly's print and online versions have legions of loyal fans, 1.5 million of them, who savor headlines such as "Crazed Palestinian Gunman Angered by Stereotypes," "God Loses Decision-Making Coin," and, in local news, "Employee of the Month Sad It's Already the 19th." It's humor not so much with a wink as with a shrug.
Nation unable to figure out why Friends star Matthew Perry would want to turn to drugs.
At their writers' meeting, 5 members of the Onion staff sit down over messy sandwiches and toss out hundreds of jokes to see what will make the cut.
Which defends choice of dartboard?
Most of them tank, most are rejected. The Onion was born and flourished in the humor heartland of Madison, Wisconsin. Since the paper was founded in 1988, it's prided itself on its college town roots, its average guy sensibility. One of its stocks in trade is the Area Man headline, as in Area Man confounded by buffet procedure.
Area Man scheduled against will to work double shift until 8 billion o'clock in the goddamn morning.
So when The Onion moved to Manhattan earlier this year, it prompted dire predictions among Onion heads that the paper would lose its edge. It's a charge that rankles editor Robert Siegel, creator of the now famous headline, "Clinton Deploys Vowels to Bosnia." Even though back in Madison, Siegel issued such blanket proclamations as, "We don't like the coasts."
That's all true. I still believe all that. But we can still make fun of New York from here, and we can still have disdain from the coasts being on the coasts. People forget, it's not like The Onion was a bunch of Midwesterners doing nothing but making fun of the coasts. It was a bunch of Midwesterners making fun of everything. And we made fun of Midwesterners when we were in the Midwest. And now that we're in New York, we continue to make fun of Midwesterners just as we continue to make fun of people on the coasts.
Okay, this is probably my favorite on this list, so please give it a chance. Bush mangles Yogi Berra quote.
That's head writer Todd Hansen. He has long wavy hair, a space ghost t-shirt, and a world-weary attitude.
I guess I'm known as the guy with really lifelong crippling depression, so I do a lot of really black humor that is about, you know, just existential meaninglessness and things like that. But I'm on Paxil now, so maybe that'll eventually kick in and suddenly I'll be known as the guy who does jokes about happy people who trip through fields tossing rose petals up over their back out of a wicker basket. I don't know.
Here's a reversal on my standard headlines. Despite everything, things turn out okay.
What? Todd!
That's the senior editor and Todd's girlfriend, Carol Kolb, who's wearing a ring of silver skulls. She's convinced the move to New York won't change The Onion.
It's going to be pretty hard to take the Wisconsin out of us.
Awful product now in larger size.
Writer Tim Harrod found his dream job at The Onion, a place where he's free to propagate his worldview.
Your outlook on the world has to be hellish enough and bleak enough that you can translate that into something readable.
Hellish and bleak.
Helps, yeah.
Day sort of halfway seized.
The Onion is becoming something of a multimedia empire. There are 2 Onion books. DreamWorks has optioned the movie rights to 2 Onion articles. And The Onion has signed something called a first-look film deal with Miramax to develop scripts. The word synergy would come to mind if it didn't seem so, well, anti-Onion.
Chris Christopherson rises from grave. He looks like Tales from the Crypt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just looks like...
And to those Onion readers who think the paper's move to Manhattan signals the loss of its soul, Tim Harrod offers this consolation.
People who think we've sold out now at this point are downright delusional.
The best is yet to come.
I wouldn't even call it the best. No, it's the most lucrative and most crass is yet to come.